This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu today laid the foundation stones for different projects, including three railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in Odisha, connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. The president also initiated projects for a tribal research and development centre, a 52.4 crore rupees, 100-bed hospital and development projects for upgrading Dandabose airstrip at Rai Rangpur in her home district, Mayurbhanj. The new rail lines are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth and improve living standards in the region. The rail projects were recently approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that no stone will be left unturned to achieve the target of a TB-free India. Addressing an event after launching the nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign from Panchkula, he said the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. The campaign has been launched in 347 districts of 33 states and union territories. Development of Northeastern Region Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today said the world's geopolitical order is shifting towards the global south and northeast has the potential to be a key partner in its development. Mr. Scindia was addressing a panel discussion with chief ministers of Meghalaya, Sikkim and Tripura during the first technical session on the topic Catalyzing Northeast's Progress for a Viksit Bharat at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The minister said that the centre is assisting to hone the specialities of each northeast state and present it to the world, ranging from tourism to agri-horticulture products. He said that for true development, the state needs to view themselves as partners and collaborate more with the centre and each other. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Sangma said that Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav will play a key facilitator in bringing all the stakeholders together. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today saluted the courage, valour, fortitude and sacrifice of Indian Armed Forces on the occasion of the Armed Forces Flag Day. In his message, Mr. Singh said the Armed Forces Flag Day is a day to remember the courage and contributions of Indian Armed Forces. He lauded them for playing a pivotal role securing India. He also urged everyone to contribute generously to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak inaugurated the East Zone Conference of the Institute of Town Planners India at Itanagar today. The maiden conference of the ITPI at Itanagar with the theme Need for Planned Urbanization in the Northeastern States was organized by the Institute of Town Planners India in collaboration with the Directorate of Town Planning, Department of Urban Affairs, Governor of Arunachal Pradesh. In his inaugural address, the governor highlighted the pressing challenges facing urban settlements in Arunachal Pradesh, including inadequate infrastructure, insufficient parking facilities and a shortage of public spaces like parks and open areas. The governor emphasized the importance of regional planning, citing the vastness and geographical diversity of the state. Large numbers of town planners and urban development professionals from 9 states, particularly from the northeastern region and educational institutes, participated in the conference. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has lauded the decision taken at the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. In a social media post, Khandu wrote, "I, on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, express the deepest sense of gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for gifting 8 new Navodaya Vidyalas to our state, which will be set up in Upper Subansri, Kradadi, Liparada, Lower Siang, Lohit, Pakikesang, Shiyomi and Siang districts." The committee chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved opening of 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas under civil and defence sector across the country and expansion of one existing KV to facilitate increased number of central government employees by adding 2 additional sections in all the classes under the Kendriya Vidyalaya scheme. Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society felicitated prominent writers of the state, Dr. Tai Nyori and Dr. Takob Zirdo, who contributed immensely through their literary works. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.